Good afternoon, Michael.
Hello.
What exactly is Teachers TV?
So Teachers TV started in the UK in 2005. It's a website and a television channel. And what they did was they sent film crews around the UK to make videos of excellent practice in classroom teaching. And they broadcast those over their website and TV channel so teachers and schools and universities could use them. And that idea was taken up in the USA by an organization called the Teaching Channel. And they do similar work with videos. But they also have a platform which they call Teaching Teams. And that's the platform that we've been using in this research project at Macquarie. Teachers TV Australia, which is a local company, they've got a license to use that platform, and we've been using it in our research.
And how do teaching teams work?
So teaching teams is a password-protected part of the Teaching Channel website, and teachers can go in there and set up a group, and then they can invite others to join that group. And what they can do is make videos of their classroom teaching and then share those videos with the people in their group. So it's not part of the public part of the Teaching Channel website. It's a special part that's there. And those videos can be then annotated with comments and questions. So a pre-service teacher could make a short video of a lesson, add some comments, pose some questions, and their supervising teachers can then respond with advice or further questions. So it can become a very rich cycle of reflection and analysis, the kind of things that are really important for pre-service teachers to develop if they want to become better teachers.
Yeah, definitely. And what are you hoping to achieve with the integration of this new technology?
Well, my main interest in using the Teaching Teams platform is work with pre-service teachers here at Macquarie. So a lot of my research has been about how we help pre-service teachers become more reflective and identify key moments from a lesson that they can take note of and think about why things may not have gone as they'd planned. Because really it's only by analysing the causes and imagining future alternative actions that pre-service teachers can improve.
And what have been the responses by participants so far?
Well, we've run two pilot studies, one last year and one this year, and we've surveyed all of the participants, so the pre-service teachers, the supervising teachers, and also the university supervisors, and the results have been very positive. We've had comments from pre-service teachers saying it was the best thing they've ever done, that it helped improve their teaching, and they think everyone should do it. And the supervising teachers liked it because it gave them another tool that they can use in working with beginning teachers. And the university supervisors, they get to see how the pre-service teacher develops over time rather than just observing one lesson as they usually do. So I think there have been benefits for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And how does this approach differ from classic classroom approaches of the past?
Yes, well, video has been used a lot in teacher education. So the big difference here, I think, is that the videos are made on a mobile phone, so you don't have to carry a lot of equipment around. And because the pre-service teachers are using their mobile, it's kind of like they take charge, they make decisions about which aspect of the lesson they want to focus on, which part they want to record, and I think that's very empowering for them. And the video annotations that they make are time-stamped, so the comments and the feedback can be very, very precise and targeted. So you express the ideas very concisely, and that provides a very clear direction for the pre-service teacher on how to improve. And this Teaching Teams platform, the private space where they can share their videos, that grouping of the pre-service teacher and their supervisors becomes a kind of a community of practice where everyone learns with each other and from each other. So it not only supports the pre-service teachers learning, but their supervisors too. And I think it's also important that supervisors can contribute remotely. So we can send pre-service teachers all over the country if we want and still support them and provide feedback using this platform.
Yes, well, it definitely does sound like an interesting time for teaching with this. And will the long-term effects greatly impact the efficiency of classroom education?
Well, I think there's enormous potential for improving the quality of the pre-service teacher experience. If they become more reflective and they shift their attention more to student learning, then that will have positive impact on what students learn in the classroom. I think it's also easy to see how we could apply the Teaching Teams platform to current teachers as well. maybe teachers who are working in a regional or a remote school. They could share examples of their teaching with colleagues in another part of the state or the country. And even if you're teaching in the same school, because typically it's hard for teachers to go and observe each other because you have to get them off their class, you have to get someone else to come in and teach their class while they're away. So if it can all be done remotely at a time that suits them via the video platform, then that's going to make that easier, and that will open up teachers' practice to their colleagues much, much more.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it does look like it's opened another platform for teachers as well to get, especially like you were saying, with people in regional areas where they can now have access to that. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
No worries. Thank you.